new Michigan commit Andrew Anthony joining us to break down his recruitment. So, first off, what stood out for Michigan more than your other three finalists, obviously mainly Michigan, Michigan State?
Well, I'll definitely say that Michigan had recruited me like a while, and basically that really stood out to me that I would be like a priority from like the start. They really put a lot of effort into my recruitment from, because they were like, they offered very early as well. And they, even from when I, before I went to their camp sophomore year, they were reaching out to me. I talked to Coach Rowntree when he was there a lot throughout my my sophomore year. And I mean, they would show up at my school, like before they had offered me, just like showing that I would, I'm a priority, that they really want me, stuff like that. So that's the main thing that has always stood out. Every time I visited, I've always got close to the coaches. I mean, the vibe there is amazing. I mean,
and I'm assuming you're pretty close a lot of, because you guys have several wide receiver commits. Was that one of the main reasons too, where Michigan State doesn't have that?
Yeah, just thinking about, you can't really double team everybody on the like receiving corps. So I mean, we have a great receiving corps, so it's going to be hard to guard everybody at one time. Just creates more mismatches.
Absolutely.
For the
and I got to ask, because I remember you told me last time that your dad was a Michigan fan. So did your pops put any extra pressure on you to choose Michigan, or did he kind of say, you know, it's your decision?
Well, he definitely said it's my decision, because my mom, I mean, she's happy that I'm happy. That's both, like, that's what they both told me wherever I go, whether it was Penn State, Nebraska. I mean, they just wanted me to be happy wherever I was at. And it was just like, well, it was funny because when we had went down to Ann Arbor on Sunday, my mom, as soon as we got there, my mom was like, that's a smile I haven't seen in a while. She just knew, like, that's, like, where home felt like. And that's
and
what I really felt.
Not to get too much into detail to that, but you just said, mainly, you were telling me you wanted to check out the campus because you only seen the football stadium, right? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And so, basically, what was the main reason you chose Michigan over Michigan State? I'm assuming that was the final decision.
Pretty much. So it's definitely like just the vibe I get from being there every time. I mean, it's just been consistent throughout since the beginning of my sophomore year. I mean, like I said, they really have like wanted me like this whole time. That's the main thing that I really came down to. And then just like, let's see. I mean, because Michigan State, I mean, they have a great coaching staff. They really made it hard for me, because in the beginning, it was just like, it was clearly Michigan. But Coach Tucker and Coach Hawkins, like, they're amazing people. Like, it kind of really sucks to me, because, I mean, I love them as people, individuals. And I can tell they really care about, like, their players and stuff like that. So, and it's also really hard, too, because just, like, I've only, like, met them one time in person. It's really hard. Like, you can only do so much through like a video call or like a FaceTime, something like that. So with the virus thing.
So a lot of people downfall. Say like the in-person visits do go a long way. So you're agreeing with that as well.
Yeah, that for sure. Like, that's basically with a relationship. You can't just text all the time.
Yeah. Cause I remember you told me like the one time you met him was when they gave you that round in the standing ovation, all that.
Yeah.
But so what player/commit in your 2021 Michigan class kind of recruited you the hardest to go to Michigan from the jump?
Josh Jackson. Yeah, he's everywhere. Recruiting him, Xavier Worthy. Yeah,
is Worthy gonna be in your class? I saw he like did some reclassifying or something.
Oh no, he's still in my class. Okay, he's just gonna early enroll.
That's
I'm about to do as well.
Okay, that's dope. Yeah. The last thing really mainly I had to ask, so I don't – you probably didn't see him, but up until, like, basically 2 days before you committed, Michigan State had, like, every crystal ball going. And I was going to say –
oh, yeah,
like,
I know.
So my question to you is, was Michigan State ever, like, the current leader? And the second question was, how long have you known, like, you were going to go to Michigan?
Well, I didn't – it was just like I was so indecisive for about 2 weeks. Like, I was just stressed out about it. I was like, where am I going to go? When am I going to go? Like, I was talking to my coaches and my parents for, like, hours on end. It was just really tough. I don't know. It was just really hard. But it really just came down to, like, who has, like, really wanted me the longest and stay consistent with that. And that's really, like, a main thing. But
about their
what was the other part of the question? Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it went back and forth a lot. Like, in that 2 weeks, I was like, yeah, there's pros here, pros there, cons there, cons there. But, I mean, definitely, I was, like, very indecisive. I didn't know what I was going to do. But I only knew I was going to commit to Michigan since Sunday.
Okay, so it was very, Friday. Like, you were still very undecided until that.
It was still up in the air. But then I made my mind up. And for the
crystal balls, like, I mean, did it ever make you mad? Like, why are they all going one way or the other? Or did you just look at it like, you know, whatever, they don't know what they're talking about?
It was funny because I was talking to my coach about it. And then I was like, dang, it would have been cool if there was, like, all Michigan State. And then I was like, the unpopular opinion. But, yeah, so. But somehow it has changed.
And bro. I guess the last thing I had to ask before I, you know, you hop off is, you know, you're going to Michigan in 2020. What's, I don't know, I guess what's your, you know, not role model, but who are you looking model on your game after that played receiver at Michigan to maybe get you to the next level?
Well, DPJ was definitely my favorite receiver. He's been my favorite receiver since my sophomore year. We took a picture and that's my Instagram still. He commented and like that meant so much to me. So yeah, that's also pretty cool. When I visited last year, I took a picture with him like at every game that I seen him at, whatever like that. And yeah, I really look up to him, especially he's from Michigan.
Yep.
He went to Kaz Tech. So I mean, yeah. So I was watching his high school highlights, his freshman through senior year, like a couple of days ago, just like how he developed over the years, how much he got bigger, stuff like that. So definitely that. Definitely
yeah, for sure. DPJ. He got went pretty low in the draft, surprisingly, but he was pretty good for Michigan. I give you that. And obviously, he's the last thing before you get off, and you know, I'm not doing this, but people kept saying, ask them. So, you know, you're 100% committed to Michigan, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, you know, maybe ask them that, but. Yeah, I mean, that's all I got for you. Definitely won't be getting any sneakers now. I'm just joking. But, but no, keep at it, dude. You're doing good with your resale business. I bet we'll probably do some deal in the future. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. I haven't been doing the shoe thing for like the past week and a half, 2 weeks, because I've been really focused on recruiting and just where am I going to go? So like that.
Yeah.
So I'm
going
to get back to
you're
the next
going
few
for
days.
An athlete. I'm telling you, man, you're probably at the top of the block notch or whatever you call it.